Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joakim. Batting second. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jake Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Aussie Bluge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bump Hadley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Joakim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Meyer reaches second base with a double. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Pete applying the tag. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Travis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Bolton reaches second base with a double. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Simmons moves to third. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hadley for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. Hopkins moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Leon Pettit now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Pete moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Powell. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Pete scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Travis reaches second base with a double. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bolton strikes out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Schulte moves to second. Leon Pettit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettit hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quel for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Pete reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schult strikes out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bolton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Pettit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettit is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettit takes first base on ball 4. Bolton moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to third. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 4 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Stone moves to third. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone scores. Travis moves to second. 2 outs. It's 10-5, White Sox. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis scores. It's 10-6, White Sox. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bolton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for Aussie Bluge. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.